Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, February the 16th, 2026, President's Day. Little foggy out there this morning. No, it's a lot foggy out there this morning, I should say. 15 minutes past the hour. We've already got somebody on the line, but I want to do this for ourselves here really quick. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the whole Gordon Gee situation and everything that happened with Les Wexner and the OSU sexual abuse scandal and the altercation with the professor and the blogger, reporter last week, documentarian. That all happened in front of President Gee. I had the chance to go interview President Gee on Thursday, and I want to play that clip again for somebody who might just be tuning in, but also on Wednesday morning, we're going to air the full interview. This is not the full interview with President Gee. In the interview, we talk about the Board of Education, Department of Education. Should that be continued? Should it not be continued? We talk about student loan debt. We talk about the Ohio governor's race. We talk about Jim Tressel. We talk about what makes Gordon Gee Gordon Gee. The full interview will air on Wednesday morning, but here is a clip of the interview with Gordon Gee that I had on Thursday. Take a listen, then we're coming to you, caller. Be ready.
I just want to go through a couple of these things that people are talking about. Yeah. You can say what you want about them or not what you want about them. You were on WOSU in January, and the quote that everybody is talking about is, you were talking about Les Wexner, who's in the news, and you said, this is cancel culture going wild. If you believe that there is even some scintilla of an issue, sometimes people just want to go to DEFCON 2, that's silly. People got angry about this.
Yeah,
what do you make?
Well, I think that they didn't have a right to get angry. They can get angry because that's what it is. Because look, people take great pride in seeing people who have achieved great things or have great work to see them fall. And, I know Mr. Wexner very well. I was on his board. He was the chairman of my board here. A few people know him any better, and I can say unequivocally that I think that he is a man of great values and great integrity, and we need to let the process play out. I mean, why would we ever condemn someone because of the fact that they associated with someone else, and we don't know how long the association or everything. So I do believe that we had this cancel culture, and I use it again. People don't see the right thing, and then all of a sudden they're a pariah, and people get bullied because of the fact that they don't think for you, and some people think they ought to think. The First Amendment is the First Amendment, and it needs to be, we need to reacquaint ourselves as an American public with the First Amendment, which is all about free speech and about the ability to be able to think and do and say what we want to say, to be able to be held responsible, but not to be given a characterization in which there is no need to do so. If facts came out that were damning, I think we all know that Jeffrey Epstein was a terrible person. But he knew a lot of people who probably had no idea about all the things he was doing. And I don't think it's fair to condemn everyone who even had a relationship with him just simply because of the fact that he was a terrible person.
And I don't want to get too deep into this because I know there are some legal issues here, but the documentary last year, Surviving Ohio State, came out, and that now is a part of Mr. Wexner's history that he will have to testify in regard to that. Did you watch the documentary? No. What do you just make of that whole story in general?
I think, again, it's one of those things that I look back on 30 years later, and obviously it's a terrible story, but it was something that If I would have been aware of it, I would have taken care of it. But obviously, they're very complex university. They're not aware of everything. There is no evidence whatsoever that my office do anything about it. This one guy here saying that my name is mentioned 33 times in the Perkins Foy. Probably it is, because I was president of the university. Your name was mentioned when you were the president of the university. I mean, so the fairness factor is very important. But I did not watch it. And I just don't talk about ideas that are being litigated right now.
But you did not know about it. And the other thing, and then we are going to get to education, because that is what I want to talk about here, just happened this week. And maybe this is just wrong place, wrong time, but people wanted to interview you earlier this week. We're taping this on Thursday afternoon. Some people who do blogs, and I think a documentarian, came up to you in a hallway. I think you had come out of the restroom, and the professor here had an altercation with one of those.
Well, yeah, I didn't quite see all of the altercation. But I do know that the bloggers were being extremely aggressive, to the point that they were obnoxious, and I think that's not fair. So I had been teaching a class for 3 hours. I was teaching the class, and so I came out, went to the bathroom, and when I came out, and I was curious to them about, I just talked about civility earlier. I think that the young guy, the young faculty member, they really got in his face, and he was in a role playing the Good Samaritan. I'm not condemning anyone, but I am saying that I think that incivility should not be rewarded.
I want to take a quick break here, come back with President Guy, and we're going to finish up the program right after this. We're going to talk education and maybe the future of journalism. That's something interesting.
Oh, Alan.
Hey, we'll talk about that after this short, but you talked about it in the event that happened this week. What do you make of journalism today that doesn't request an interview like we have done and just meet you in a hallway?
As everything in life, there are really people who are absolutely superb. But what has happened with journalism is the fact it's no longer journalism. Journalism is about seeking the truth, not seeking a political opinion, not enhancing a political opinion. I think, for example, what we're doing right now, you're a great journalist, because we had a discussion, you asked a question, but you did not put a spin on it that was defensive or offensive. And I think that what is happening so often right now is that the world of journalism, as defined by what would be a good journalism, really does not exist. And I'm talking about from the far right and from the far left. I'm not condemning one side or the other. I am condemning the fact that I do not know what happened to seeking truth and power.
The full interview with President Gordon Guy airs Wednesday morning, and we talk about a whole lot of other stuff. All right, go ahead, caller.
So, I don't know. Listening to that again, Scott, it just seems I understand not everybody is guilty by association. There are a lot of people that knew Jeffrey Epstein, and they sort of, distanced themselves once they figured out what was going on there. But it's just, one, you're not a private individual. Your name is all over downtown Columbus. Your name is all over the Ohio State University. And, you're not only associated with Jeffrey Epstein, you are one of the unindicted co-conspirators. So I think it would have been a lot different if, 20 years ago, Wes Wexner took all his money out of, Epstein's, advisory stuff or what have you. But he didn't. And, something that I was thinking of is how much of the money that Wexner has given to Ohio State has been, managed by Epstein or grown by Epstein. I just think there are, I understand what Gordon Guy is saying. He is, probably one of the university's most friendly faces in terms of public relations. And, I obviously wasn't around when he was president the first time, but he was obviously, very well adored and respected. So, he knows Les Wexner better than a lot of other people do. But at the same time, you just got to, keep in mind that Les Wexner was just not a, he didn't just go out to lunch with Epstein 20 years ago. This is a guy who, you know, they knew each other well, and Les Wexner was an unindicted co-conspirator in whole Epstein stuff.
Well, and God knows Ohio State has enough press people, and I am not one of them, and I don't need to be Gordon Gee's press person, but what I hear him saying there is that, listen, I am not Les Wexner. Yes, I had an association with him because of the Ohio State University. If you want to ask me if he knew anything about Jeffrey Epstein, I don't know. And I think Gordon Gee at one point says, if the facts come out, if there are facts there, then let's look at those. And Jeffrey Epstein is a terrible person. But just because you had an association with him doesn't make you a terrible person until we know what that association was. And I think that's the problem that's going on right now, because... And I think it gets more to the journalism question later in the interview. Do you really want to know what Gordon Gee feels about Jeffrey Epstein, because, or about Les Wexner, excuse me, and Jeffrey Epstein's relationship? Because if you really want to know that, you just heard it. That's what he feels. Now, you can criticize it, or you can agree with it, but you heard what he feels about it. He said it. A two-minute answer. He certainly said it. That's not what happened when you caught him going out of the bathroom. And so did you really want to know what he thought, or did you really want to put him on the stake and convict him? Which did you want to do? Which I think is what he gets to with political opinion. Did you have an agenda? Were you playing offense or defense when you asked me that question, or did you really want to know what I thought?
Well, I think in the case of those bloggers, they're, you know, that's sort of their nature, to just kind of go up to people if they're, you know, aggressive. It's in the name of the truth, and, you know, they have all these paid subscribers that, you know, are paying for content like this. So, you know, it's, you know, not journalism, so they're not going to conduct themselves with all the canons that you would in terms of not being abrasive or, you know, not really following the traditional rules. But I, you know, do think that, you know...
Well, let me say this. I'm not saying they're not journalists. I mean, I am not the arbiter of journalism, but did you really want to know the answer to the question, is my question. Did you really want to know, or did you want to crucify him on...
I think a lot of what Gordon Gee said just to you on Thursday leaves a lot of follow-up questions. And, you know, I think... Granted, these people didn't know what, I mean, they could go off of what Gordon Gee said to WOSU about Wexner, and they could ask him about that. And, you know, I don't think, you know, anyone is asking Gordon Gee to, you know, convict Les Wexner. But I do think people, you know, this is one of the reasons why I think Ted Carter brought Gordon Gee out of retirement. Was to sort of be the university's public face, and especially in a time when the university's having a tough time with PR, you know, to talk about things like this. And, you know, I think people may have wanted a more, just this is my opinion, people may have wanted a more forceful answer on Wexner just because of his role with the university. Like, if Les Wexner, if his name wasn't on the Woody Hayes Athletic Complex of the hospital, I don't know if this would be that big of a deal, but he has long had a lot of influence.
Well, yes, I think he certainly had, but I guess my question again here, maybe it's just my thought as a journalism, politics, and this is not politics, but it's in the political world, and it's in this world, is did you want Gordon Gee's answer? Because if you wanted Gordon Gee's answer about Les Wexner, that's his answer. Now, you can try to grill him if you have a political agenda that you feel less... The truth of the matter is, we don't know what Les Wexner did. We truly don't. We know that he's listed in the paperwork as an unindicted co-conspirator. But none of us truly, to this moment, know what he did. We know he had a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And Gee says that. So, I mean, I think you got the answer about, you know, you defended Les Wexner on WOSU in January. Do you still stand by that? And he says yes. And he actually gave a 2-minute coherent, cogent answer. Now, again, you don't have to like his answer, but why aren't you running that answer? Because it doesn't really fit the narrative of the question you were asking.
Well, I think if someone wants to put, you know, a good headline in a paper, it would be, you know, Gordon Gee stands by Wexner. Which, I mean, that's, you know, it's, it seems to me like that's answer enough. But, and of course, you know, you don't really have anything to grill him with until, you know, after the depositions, or I can't imagine that they're going to indict an 88-year-old man. But I don't know. It's just sort of, I don't know.
Well, and then I think we get to the journalism question, which I think is very telling. That Gee himself felt that the bloggers were aggressive, and he felt they were obnoxious, to the point of being obnoxious. And he said that incivility should not be rewarded. Now, what that says to me is that he doesn't feel he needs to answer to those people because he feels they're not being civil. And again, are we getting information or are we getting heat? I guess heat's nice. I guess memes are nice. I guess pictures of people coming out of the bathroom and you get a picture of their back walking down the hallway and them trying to get into an elevator while you're screaming things at them is nice. I guess that gets clicks. It probably does. But does it get information? Probably not.
No, I would agree with that. And I think, I don't know. Obviously, journalism's not once what it was. You've seen all these, you know, wannabe journalist pages pop up in Marion, and, you know, they ask politically motivated questions that are friendly to candidates, and that's why the candidates go on their shows now, and, you know, that's not, or I mean, I guess that's a pretty new thing, is that the lines between, you know, journalism and, you know, not being a journalist have been blurred. But I don't know. I feel like this whole civility argument, I understand it in the broader picture, but that's a, I feel like that's not a great fallback. Sort of, I'm not saying he skirted answering a tough question, but the, I don't know, not really willingness to engage.
Well, I thought it was interesting that he even said he felt that the professor was trying to play the Good Samaritan because of the incivility and the obnoxious nature of the bloggers. Now, will that ever run on a blogger's website? Probably not. Will that ever be played anywhere? Probably not. Will the Wexner question, which eventually they wanted the answer to, will that ever be played? Probably not. And I think that's what he's talking about when he's talking about journalism. You're not really out to get the truth. That's not really what you're here for. You have a left and right agenda, and that's what you're trying to push.
I would agree with that, but I also think that there's plenty of stuff uncovered in your interview that would be great headlines. You know, the fact that he was clear to say he's not wasn't condemning anybody, but, you know, him sort of standing by the professor is, you know, I think that alone can make a great article. I mean, there's lots of stuff that Les Wexner said in this interview that he gave to you. If someone wanted to, you know, use his words, his own words, would make him look bad. There's plenty of content right there.
Well, and who knows? Maybe they will. Sometimes these things take days. I mean, that interview did not get... It was a taped interview. The full interview hasn't aired until Wednesday. And trust me, those are just the current controversial things. He talks about the Department of Education, should it continue on. He talks about student loan debt. He talks about the governor's race. He talks about the Lieutenant Governor Jim Tressel. He talks about a lot of stuff in the full interview Wednesday morning. So maybe those will be the headlines. I don't know.
I know. But I mean, on the same page, to play both sides here, there's plenty, you know, to say in there that sort of I don't know if you would say absolves him of anything, but there's certainly content in that interview that would, you know, someone who wants to paint the university or Gordon Geefe favorably, they could, you know, do that too.
Right.
You know, I think just from looking at it from the outside, you know, he's not going to say, let's take Les Wexner's name off of all the buildings. Because, you know, you got to keep in mind, they do have more of a relation. I'm not defending anybody, but they do have more of a relationship than Wexner and most other people. And, you know, Gordon Gee is one of, you know, the new PR face of the university almost. So he's not going to really, you know, say anything too extreme. I'm surprised he wasn't a little more neutral. I would have thought he would have stopped short of defending Wexner, but...
Well, I don't think he's ever said in any interview that he knew nothing about the Ohio State thing.
No, and that's interesting, and of course that's open to criticism, I guess, but, you know, knowing how big organizations in general are, I mean, he's got a pretty good fallback on that. I mean, it makes, you know, he's got a fair defense for not knowing, but...
Well, I just think, you know, clearly he's angry about some stuff. He's angry about being attacked over the Les Wexner thing without any proof coming out yet. He's angry that somebody keeps mentioning that his name is popping up in the Perkins Coie report about the Ohio State sex scandal, even though there is no proof that his office knew about it. I think he's angry that this thing happened with the blogger and the professor is getting... I don't think he condoned the professor touching the journalist, but I think he doesn't like being chased out of bathrooms. I think he doesn't like people coming after him with a political agenda. So I think he just got a few things off his chest that he doesn't like.
And, you know, I'm sure, you know, maybe your interview will follow the video going platinum in a week or a week and a half once it disseminates. But I think there's plenty that you talked about in the clip you've already played that could, you know, feed the Columbus Dispatch for a week straight.
Well, and you know what? Say, maybe it will. Like I said, we didn't play any of it until Friday, and most businesses are not in over the weekend anymore. So maybe when they pick it up, if they pick it up, it will. But you know what? It's a sad commentary to me that we hear that the blogger wanted to ask about Les Wexner, and he did. But that's not a part of the story at all. It's the professor throwing down the journalist. So again, did we really want to know what Gordon Gee thought about Wexner or Strauss or any of that? Or did we really just want to see a professor knocking down a cameraman? You know, which, by the way, is not okay. I'm not condoning that at all. But I think the problem is we're not really out for information. We're out for heat.
I would agree that we're out with heat. And, you know, I mean, think of that guy's blog. It's, you know, gotten more hits in the last week than it probably has ever, which, you know, of course, you know, drama sells. And it overshadowed, you know, really everything that we've glossed over, but...
And good for him. You know what? The fact that it's gotten more hits this week, good for him. It's gotten a lot of attention. But I'm confused about that whole thing, because the person giving all these quotes is the blogger who took the video, not the person who was assaulted. So I'm...
I think because he got assaulted, the story is no longer what did Gee have to say. It's about, you know, and, you know, even though it's, you know, storyline is guy, you know, gets attacked while trying to, you know, accost Gordon Gee or talk to Gordon Gee. It's more of, let's talk to the guy who was assaulted. I think if Gordon Gee had been in that part of the video, it'd be more about him, but it's really just, you know, I think the Gordon Gee, the content of what he has to say is separate from this whole thing.
No, but it's... But it's interesting to me, there were two, one was a blogger and one was a documentarian. It's my understanding that the documentarian was the one who got assaulted, but they're talking to the blogger, because I think the documentarian is not doing a whole lot of talking. So
I think the blogger was the one who, I think, got the video.
Got the video, because he was right there. But is that where we are in journalism, that the person who just happened to be standing in the hall who shot the video is more important than the person who got assaulted?
I think you raise a good question about who is a worthy subject. I mean, I keep reading about the Nancy Guthrie stuff, and they're talking to her. I mean, I guess in any investigation, you want to get the neighbors on, you want to get them interviewed. They have nothing to add. I mean,
no, it's odd. It's just to keep the story going.
Exactly.
And my suspicion is that the person assaulted would not talk to anybody. The person who did the assaulting would not talk to anybody, and Ohio State released their statement. So who would talk? The person who shot the video. And by the way, how did the video get to the television station? You think they just happened to stumble on that?
Well, in fairness, it went up on Twitter pretty instantaneously, and Instagram and TikTok and all those.
Right,
parts,
but I mean, is that where the television stations got it? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they did. I can't say they didn't.
But, I mean, this is, I think, the overarching theme of this is, everyone's already issued their statements with the media, they get bored of reading the comments they already have, so they'll get new comments, even if they're not pertinent. And that's just sort of how, it's not how it should be, but it's how it is.
No, and I think, again, did any of the television stations go to Guy and ask his opinion? I mean, it all started with him. He wasn't in that part of the video, but he was in the hallway when a lot of this is going down. And did anybody go there? No. Now, maybe he wouldn't give him a response. Now, that is quite possible. But, I don't know. All this is a little gray area to me. And I think... You have said before that this blogger certainly has a slant to the left. So, I don't know. I just... And now it seems like the blogger, not the person assaulted, is living off of this story for a week.
That's certainly an argument to make. I don't think, just based on the reading I've done, like this guy, it certainly helps him out, but he's not just, he's... I get his blog in my mail every day at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's kind of absolved of any Gordon Gee references anymore. But, yeah, certainly, what gets clicks and what helps the brand. Well, at the end of the day, it's not someone just after, you can say this about any, person who calls themselves a journalist that isn't one. They have, at the end of the day, I don't know if they have pure intentions, but they have intentions of asking some kind of question, so
right, and that's why that's why I feel I don't believe that anybody should say somebody is not a journalist. I don't think that's anybody's place, but I have to look at the content and wonder, what are you going for here? Are you going for information, or are you going for heat? Because there is a difference between the New York Times and the New York Post. And we have to decide here what we're really going for. And I think maybe that's the bigger question. But the interview will air Wednesday at 9:15. And like I say, he talks about a whole lot of other stuff that certainly I think would fall under the controversial bandwagon.
I agree. And Scott, I think your week of glory is next to come.
You never know. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, it was an interesting conversation on this President's Day. We've still got 17 minutes left in the program. So if you've got anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And again, the full Gordon Gee interview will air on Wednesday at 9:15 in the morning. So you'll get to hear that then. I think he talks about a lot of interesting things, and I think that he's allowed, Gordon Gee is allowed to give his opinion, whether you like it or you dislike it, he's allowed to give it. Let's put it that way. And I'm not sure that we should be sitting in judgment. And maybe this is why people are scared of the media now, because they know that if you give them anything, they're just going to take it back and put their spin on it anyway, which I think becomes a problem. But again, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. But there's a whole lot more talked about in that interview that will air on Wednesday. At 9:15, Guy talks about the governor's race. He talks about Jim Tressel. He talks about student loan debt. He talks about the Department of Education. Should it be abolished or not? So a lot more with Gordon Guy on Wednesday morning. And again, that interview was taped last Thursday. And if you have something to say, we've got about 15 minutes left in the program here. We certainly would love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. On this President's Day, 2026. How about that as we go down the line here? Well, Valentine's Day was over the weekend. You know what's interesting? I went into the store yesterday, and there were a ton of Valentine's Day balloons left and a lot of Valentine's Day gifts. I don't think I have ever seen that much stuff left after a Valentine's Day. Did Valentine's Day not go over this well or that well this year? I really don't know why all this Valentine's Day stuff was left. Did anybody have a good Valentine's Day and celebrate in high fashion, I guess? I don't know. I was shocked to see all the Valentine's Day stuff that was left. Now, it looks like the flowers sold pretty well, which that's understandable. But a lot of the gifts and a lot of the balloons and things of that nature, certainly I don't think sold like they did in past years. Does anybody have any idea why Valentine's Day maybe did not go over as well this past year? 740-383-9944. By the way, I am still shocked. That Gordon Guy clip. We were sitting in a room where a heater was blowing quite heavily, and Gordon Guy is not a loud talker. And the fact that that AI was able to remaster the sound on that video is still, you know, I guess I'm just amazed by the things that AI can do now. It is absolutely amazing. So, my hat's off to AI in that particular case. Okay, again, President's Day. Well, we've still got the story from Friday about the Marion police officer who now is being charged with two counts of rape, kidnapping. I mean, abduction. This is not good stuff, and that's certainly salacious enough to meet the Columbus media standard. I don't know. I just keep thinking about that case, and I think, you know, where are we to go from here? Where are we to go from here with a case like that? Does anybody have any idea? Does anybody have any thoughts on it? And if you do, if you've been thinking about calling in this morning, we've got about 12 minutes left in the program. We certainly would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Of course, the topics this morning range from the Gordon Guy interview to Valentine's Day maybe not being as big a hit as it has been in the past. The incident this past week with the Marion City police officer being charged with two counts of rape and one count of abduction of a family member. Oh, my goodness. And then we had the gentleman who was killed on the train tracks on Friday. I mean, just horrible, horrible stuff here. And a child, I guess, was also injured in that event on the train tracks. Let's see here. Some of our listeners out there this morning. Mary says, any updates on the little girl that's been hit by was hit by the train? No, I don't think we have any updates on that as of yet. So that's kind of interesting. Then one of our other listeners out here this morning, I worked on Wexner's house and in Columbus on the OSU campus. I'm a peon, and I and my coworkers knew about Wexner long before Epstein became a name. Well, that's interesting. Does Guy hold his side of the aisle to the same standard of civility and relevance? Just thoughts that arise. Well, those are good questions. I think those are certainly interesting questions. Does anybody have any thoughts on those? 740-383-9944. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on what Gordon Guy said? I mean, we'll have the full interview here on Wednesday morning at 9:15. But you got to hear what he had to say about the, well, certainly the Wexner case, and certainly the Dr. Strauss OSU case, and a whole lot of other things. So if you have any thoughts on that, feel free to buzz in. 10 minutes left in the program today. 740-383-9944. You know, it's heavy-duty subjects. I'll say that for sure. We certainly are not shying away from any news here on the morning show. Now, I know a lot of people are off work today and out of school because it's President's Day. That's always a good thing. To have the day off and be able to do what you like to do. Too bad it was so foggy this morning. I don't have the window, the blind open here. I can't tell if the fog is burning off any at this point or not. But when I came in this morning about 7:30, boy, that was some heavy fog. Did anybody have any trouble with the fog this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz, and we can continue the discussion on whatever you like here this morning. I am just so curious on how this stuff is going to turn out. You know, that's what makes news so interesting. How is this stuff all going to play out? You know, what's going to happen with Les Wexner? What's going to happen with the Epstein files? What's going to happen with the OSU sexual abuse case? What's going to happen? I mean, you know, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. I should also mention that there's no city council meeting tonight because it's President's Day. The city council meeting will be tomorrow night on Tuesday. So don't go to the city council committee meetings tonight. Those will actually happen tomorrow, Tuesday. So don't miss that. But again, if you've been thinking about calling in this morning, we're down to the final 8 minutes. Now would be the time to do it if you'd like to say anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, some days it's feast, some days it's famine when it comes to the call-ins. I think there... When it comes to the police officer story here in Marion, I really don't know at this point what you could add or subtract from that particular story that would be of any help here. But I do think it's very fascinating that the first two calls that we had this morning brought Prosecutor Grogan's conduct into question. Because of the Ratliff case. And, you know, this goes back to what I've been saying for a long time, is that I just do not believe anybody's going to get out of this unscathed. I think that the Ratliff case was so high profile in this area that for a long time it's going to leave question in people's mind as to what is being done, and is it being done well? And boy, I'll tell you, that's an interesting revelation in any conversation, that people are questioning the prosecutor when a police officer is charged with two counts of rape of a family member, and an abduction. because of past conduct. You know, that really, really says quite a bit. In any event, phone lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I was trying to think today, being President's Day and all, who is my favorite president? Because I think this question has come up on the show before. And I'll tell you, I really have trouble choosing a favorite president. Because I think there are so many of them that had very good points, but also had things about them that I was not a fan of. So it's kind of hard. Does anybody want to tell us your favorite president here on the President's Day show? We've only got about 5 minutes left in the program. Who was your favorite president and why? You know, a lot of people's favorite president goes back to their childhood a lot of times. Who was your favorite president? Now, there's a question for you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who was your favorite president? I'm trying to think, you know, people who always rate very high, obviously George Washington rates very high. Abraham Lincoln rates very high. Franklin Roosevelt always rates very high. Kennedy always rates pretty high. Obama has started to rate very high. Reagan rates very high. You know, these are people who are usually top 10, top 15, depending on the polls that come out. I don't know. Truman has certainly went up leaps and bounds in past years. I'm not really sure what has caused that, the turnaround in Harry Truman. But it is interesting. It's very interesting to see who people think was the greatest president of all time. And if anybody would like to weigh in on this, we've got about 4 minutes left in the program here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who was your favorite president? Or the greatest president of all time, in your opinion, I guess. You could go either way with that on this particular topic. I really cannot... well, let's see here. Let's take the phone call, and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, my favorite would probably be Clinton.
Now, why Clinton?
Well, because he balanced the budget, and things was going good when he was in there.
Hey, any thoughts on the program this morning?
I just started listening a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, well, we went back over the Gee thing. We played the Gee clip again, and a lot of people interested in that.
Yeah, that was a good article or program or whatever.
Well, and the full interview will air on Wednesday morning, so we're looking forward to that.
Okay.
Yep, Wednesday morning. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. Bill Clinton.
Yep.
You know, Bill Clinton does rate very high in a lot of people's opinion. A lot of people liked Bill Clinton. All right, we got about 2 minutes left in the program. If you'd like to tell us who your favorite president was, or make a comment on anything going on the program today, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And do want to remind people again, the full interview with Gordon Gee will air on Wednesday morning, 9:15. So that will be interesting. Not only does he talk about everything you have heard in the clip, he talks about the governor's race here in Ohio. He talks about Jim Tressel becoming lieutenant governor and all that went along with that. He talks about student loan debt. He talks about the Department of Education. Out there this morning, one of our listeners, Teddy Roosevelt, the trust buster himself, favorite president. Go ahead, caller.
You know that guy that does Harding?
Oh, yeah, Harding. President Harding, yeah.
Ask him about Jerry.
About who?
Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah.
was Jerry?
Well, Jerry was his buddy, his friend.
Oh.
His thingy.
President Harding?
Yep. That's what he called him, and that, what was that girl he was screwing around with?
Nan Britton?
Yeah, Nan Britton. That's what, you know, he named it and called it.
He called it Jerry.
When they was, cursing back and forth.
I'll ask him about Jerry next time I see him.
Yeah, ask him who Jerry is.
All right, hey, thanks for calling. Jerry. Well, now there's an interesting tidbit on the presidents as we wrap up this President's Day broadcast. Hope everybody enjoyed the program. I thank everybody who called in, and we'll be back tomorrow morning with another program. For this President's Day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett?